those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augusta that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinus was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there with the angel was a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Ruth Tilquist has spoken to some people to ask what they think of when they remember Christmas. Ruth?
Probably ask these people to do an impossible job, because to share memories about Christmas, it's hard to stay within a limit of time. We have asked three people to share. The first person will be Olive Morheim, followed by Kathy Froming, and the last person will be Oscar De La Vega.
Christmas, July 24th, 1977, at Holden Village. What an exotic privilege to be asked to share some of my family memories and traditions. Just the second day that we were here, we received a Christmas card from a dear teenage neighbor girl of ours that right away reminded us of one big event that we were going to be fortunate to be a part of. In our family, we were two sisters and two brothers who, with father and mother, helped to make the Christmas season very memorable. Christmas Eve day for us four especially was long. That door to the parlor was closed. The tree was being trimmed. A cozy fire was started in the round pot-bellied heater, and we were not to enter until all was in readiness. First also came the traditional supper, which included a Christmas soup, a recipe from Norway, made with meatballs and pork ribs, cooked till done, milk added and thickened a bit, and finally cooked cubed potatoes were added. One would perhaps have to taste this to really discover the delicacy of it. With it there was flatbread, lefse, and often lutefisk, concluding with a fruit sauce, Bing cherry, usually, and Christmas cookies, fruit cake, rosettes, krumkake, and so forth. Time still went slowly for us, for there were the dishes to do. Finally, the hour arrived for us to enter the parlor, and there were the ohs and ahs as we saw the lit tree with presents piled high around. And then there was the little program that included recitations, perhaps the very ones we were to give for the church program. This was a good time for rehearsal. And then some of the Christmas songs, several which were Herr Kommer dine arme små, translated in the familiar Thy little ones, dear Lord, are we, and of course Silent Night. Father read the Christmas story. Then came the exciting part, listening to names read from the packages, and then opening of sometimes surprised and perhaps sometimes even just what we hoped we would get. Christmas Day morning, there was also a traditional event. Mother rose early and brought each of us a piece of siltelub and a donut with a little coffee. Siltelub is the Norwegian for pickled pig's feet. This was eaten while we were yet in bed. Festival services were always attended, sometimes going in a bobsled drawn by two black horses called Dexter and Topsy. They were put in the barn during the service, but not all of them had space for that. Jumping ahead a number of years now, there is another pleasant memory that I recall, and that is of working with the Sunday school children, such as we see here this evening, for the annual Christmas tree program at church. Practice, 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 sometimes frustrating, nearly, but at the final performance, always a beautiful message in word and song. So, Christmas memories, aren't they beautiful? Even today, I hope some of you were able to see what was going on over in the dining room where the ladies were doing lefse. How thankful we are for such memories. And to close this little part, I have a rhyme that I just found this morning as follows. Do not resent growing old. Many are denied the privilege. Thank you. Merry Christmas to all from Albert Lea, Minnesota.
I was remembering when Ruth asked me to talk about this, I was trying to think of which was most memorable, and I knew which one I was going to talk about, and it centers around the Christmas tree. Every year that since I was born until about 3 years ago when my grandmother died, my whole family would go there every Christmas, and it wasn't Christmas unless we were there. And I remember when I was probably in about fourth grade being at Grandma's house, and that night of Christmas Eve, we would go through the same thing as Olive had to do, is after eating our huge meal, we'd all have to wait for the adults to finish doing dishes before we could go in and open our presents. And I just remember that night that I wanted to go in all by myself and sit in front of the Christmas tree because it had such a powerful feeling for me. It was just such a magical thing, because at Grandma's house we always got the hugest spruce tree, and it touched her ceiling. She had the really high ceilings, especially to me, who was pretty young then. And we would put lights on it, and I remember that the lights were part of the magic of that evening. And Grandma had those kind of lights that had the little candles, the glass candles that you could see colored water in, and they would stick up on all around the tree, all different colors. And when they would get really, after the tree had been lighted for a while, they had been plugged in, they would start to bubble. And I just remember that night I was sitting in the kitchen with the little kids, and I got done early. I just hurried through my meal, and I ran into the living room where the tree was, and all the adults were still sitting eating in the dining room, and they could see me if they had looked, but they were all so preoccupied talking that nobody noticed me, and they're all by myself. And I just sat down in a chair right in front of the tree and watched the lights they were on, and I just remember such a feeling of enchantment, and I can't even put into words that spirit that you feel when you're at that age. And I guess I haven't felt it for a long time since, but I just remember that really beautiful feeling of just being so enchanted by the magic of that Christmas tree and being at Grandma's house and watching those colored lights, just the smell of the tree and being with family. And that's what I remember the most, is the enchantment and the magic of the tree in Grandma's house.
I am going to try to say you something about Christmas time in Mexico. Excuse my poor English, but it is my language, you know? My language is Spanish. Mexican tradition during Christmas time is made up of a number of little celebrations 1 week before Christmas. What do we do in these celebrations? First, we have allegoric scenes to the Son of God, acting out the arrival of Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem. Next, the people is very happy, because children and some old people participate in breaking the piñata. What is this? This is a thing, it's made for a receptacle of clay, and it's decorated with paper streamers of different colors. In this are deposited different fruits like orange, peanuts, jicamas, chabacanos, etc. The name of these celebrations are posadas. And in December 24, in the evening after the liturgic celebrations of the message of God, generally in each house, with the reunion of all the members of the family, began with rocking the babe with all those present singing and after praying. After finishing this, about 11 or 12 o'clock, there is one dinner with traditional Mexican food, like turkey, romeritos, bacalao, etc. Very delicious, really. After that, we greet each other, and we have exchange of small gifts. In December 25, generally, is time of meditation and reflection. Merry Christmas from Mexico City.
Oh, It is the child who numbers stars and spans the Milky Way. It is the child who takes a war and brings it peace by end of day. It is the child who kneels with sheep and hums an angel song. And it's the child who goes to sleep to keep a life from being long. It is the child who paints the rain and cheers the setting sun. And it's the child who kisses pain and bows the head when work is done. It is the child who names the tree and waves to birds on wing. And it's the child who asks to see and prays aloud for everything.
I don't know if you've observed the symbol of the incarnation that's on the floor in the midst of us, where the baby Jesus is lost, where he belongs among human beings. We celebrate the miracle that is Christmas, the other miracle that Nancy and Stu were talking about by singing three stanzas of Silent Night. Now we have a surprise for some of the children, because this morning they gathered with us here, and we didn't tell them, but we recorded what they were saying, and some of that's going to be played back now, and you might even hear your voice in there. We thought that a contemporary children's Christmas service couldn't omit the magic of the medium. The story about how they answered some questions about the Christ child.
Thank you.
I'm just going to... What kind of present would you bring for the baby Jesus? Anybody? What would you do? Okay.
I'd bring a microphone.
A microphone, all right. So we could get heard by everybody, huh? What would you bring for the baby Jesus?
Gold.
Gold? All right. What would you bring? Anybody else? What kind of present would you bring that would make the baby Jesus happy? What?
Me.
Me? You'd bring yourself. Good. What makes babies happy anyway? Oh, right here.
What?
Clothes. Okay. Any special kind?
A suit.
Okay. What? Here?
Rattle.
A rattle. That's good. What else?
A horse.
A horse?
Skateboard.
A skateboard. Ah. Think baby Jesus might like that if he was growing up? Yeah, I think so.
How about ball.
Play ball. All right. Yes.
Play with my dog.
Your dog? That's fun. Somebody else?
Let him play with my cat.
Cat? Who were the first ones that got to hear about the baby Jesus being born? Who remembers? Who got to hear about it? Okay?
Shepherds.
Shepherds did. Where were they?
Out in the fields with their sheep.
Right. That's where shepherds belong. What time was it? About 6 o'clock in the morning or noon or coffee break time or what time?
At night.
At night. And outside it was what?
Dark.
Right. Then, when the shepherds were the first ones to hear about it, they went and started to tell people. Let's pretend for a minute. Let's pretend you were like a shepherd. You were out in the field and the angels came and sang their song and told you that Jesus had been born. Whom would you go tell? Whom would you go tell if you were got to hear that Jesus was born?
My friend.
Okay.
My mom and dad.
How about you?
Everybody.
All right.
My brother.
Your brother. Okay. What would you tell him? You were out in the field, the angels came and told you, and then you went to tell him. What would you tell him?
Baby Jesus is born.
Right. What difference does that make, baby Jesus is born?
He's our king.
What's it mean to have a king?
To rule the world.
All right. What a king? The world. Is he a rough king?
No.
No? No. What kind of king is he?
Nice.
How come he's nice? Say it again.
Because he loves us.
Good. How do we know he loves us? Who told us?
God.
God told us, right. And he sent his son to love us and show us how God loves us all the time. Right. What's a king do most of the time? Yeah.
Want more.
Pardon?
Want more.
Want more? Maybe. But how about Jesus as king? Is that what he does? He wants more? What does a king like Jesus do most of the time? That's a better question.
Be nice.
Be nice. What else?
Gives.
Gives. One thing a king does is take care of people, too. He takes care. You want a pardon? Oh, right here.
Gives love to everybody.
Right. How would you tell him? How would you let him know? Okay.
You write a letter.
You write a letter and tell him in the letter. That'd be one way. Sure. How about?
Telephone or just go into their room.
Telephone or go to their room. That's neat. Sure. Do you swim there if they're down lake? Okay. Okay.
Get a messenger.
A messenger? All right. Okay, what would you say to Jesus if you could talk to him right now? We'll just go right on. We'll ask everybody if you want. What would you say to Jesus?
I love him.
Okay, what would you say to Jesus?
I love him.
Okay, what would you say?
I don't know.
Okay, what would you say?
Have a nice day.
That's a good one. What would you say to Jesus if you could talk to him right now? How about you? What would you say to Jesus?
Happy birthday.
How about you? What would you say to Jesus? How about it? What would you say? Would you say hi? Okay, how about?
Well, if I ever saw Jesus, it would be so great I'd probably faint.
And after he woke you up, what would you say?
Oh, I'd say you're a good man.
All right, that's good. If you wanted to sing a song for the baby Jesus, what song would you sing? Over here.
Jesus loves me.
Want to sing it now? Oh, I mean all of us, not you, just you. All of us. You want to?
Yeah.
Let's try. That's right. Do you know Jesus loves me? Do you know it? Let's. How many do you know? Hold up your hand if you know it. Okay, let's try it. Wait, what's a good note? Jesus loves me. I'm not one to compare children with angels, but seems to me angels we have heard on high. Let's sing as one stanza of Angels We Have Heard on High. Now we'd like to have not only the children, but the older children and the young adults and the parents and the older adults help us put together a Christmas prayer. If you would give me some ideas about it, I'd be glad to put the prayer together and then ask you to respond by in a litany. Are there things that would come to your mind that you would want to be praying about at Christmas time that deals with the baby Jesus or with our Father or anyone at all? Anybody got things they'd like to pray about? I think we have enough. Let's bow our heads to pray, and the line that I would like you to repeat at the end of paragraphs now, rather, I suppose, than lines, will be, Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. We bow our heads to pray. Good Heavenly Father, we're so pleased that you have sent us the gift of the baby Jesus, and the gift of little children who sing his praise. We ask you to make room in our hearts and in our lives and in our places so that the baby Jesus may be alive and seen and praised among us. Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. Teach us, dear Lord, that when we are with you, especially in the celebration of the birth of your son's birthday, that it is in giving that we learn who you are and what you're like, and that getting is what you give us the gift to do, so that we are focused on being like you and giving to others what we have received. Teach us that about the place in which we live, the great gift of Holden, the great gift of nice people who are here, of good food and flowers, and the privilege of working together and having a good staff, and all those things that make it possible for this place to be your place as well as ours. Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. We give you thanks, dear Father, for being able to give thanks, for the joy of being loved, for the forgiveness of all of our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, and for our very lives itself
in which you have placed us into families, in which we learn and grow and love and struggle and express our oneness with you and with one another, for grandmas and grandpas, for all the relatives, and for the fun and the struggle of being in a family. Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. And we pray for rain in this place and wherever it's needed. We celebrate the joy of being in such a good place that protects us from the rain. We celebrate this ceiling in all of its color. And we reach out from ourselves in this room this night to pray for those people in Mexico, in the ends of the earth, and ask that in your love and in the arms of our Lord Jesus, we may be instruments of peace here in this place, throughout our country, and in all the world. Hear our prayer, for we pray in the name of Jesus, Savior, Lord, and Friend. Lord, hear Christmas prayer. The choir will sing its Christmas anthem. Now, Paul Tilquist, were you working with all the children who put together our chain this afternoon? For those of you who don't remember that far ago, we all wrote names down on little pieces of paper, and they've all been stapled together, and the people who were participating have their names to be decorated around the Christmas tree. That's better than writing 400 Christmas cards anyway, isn't it? Let's yell Merry Christmas to each other. Merry Christmas! Very good. Now, somebody's going to arrange for two circles of children around the nativity set. Is that right? Do you want to do that, Jenny? Anyone else want to help? We're going to have the smaller children in the center. Make a big circle. Right around the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph. And then older children around that. Is that right, Jenny? Another circle with older children of any age can come around the center. Around this smaller circle, would you? Just join in, anyone. And while that's going on, the rest of us are going to sing four stanzas of Joy to the World. We can be seated for all but the last. We'll stand for the last. And then after the Joy to the World, we're going to have to be seated again for some other announcements. That'll be the end of our service. But let's join in four stanzas of Joy to the World.
present singing and after praying. After finishing this, about 11 or 12 o'clock, there is one dinner with traditional Mexican food, like turkey, romeritos, etc. Very delicious, really. After that, we greet each other, and we have exchange of small gifts. In December 25, generally, is time of meditation and reflection. Merry Christmas from Mexico City.
It is the child who numbers stars and spans the Milky Way. It is the child who takes a war and brings it peace by end of day. It is the child who kneels with sheep and hums an angel song. And it's the child who goes to sleep to keep a life from being long. It is the child who paints the rain and cheers the setting sun. And it's the child who kisses pain and bows the head when work is done. It is the child who names the tree and waves to birds on wing. And it's the child who asks to see and prays aloud for everything.
I don't know if you've observed the symbol of the incarnation that's on the floor in the midst of us, where the baby Jesus is lost, where he belongs among human beings. We celebrate the miracle that is Christmas, the other miracle that Nancy and Stu were talking about by singing three stanzas of Silent Night.
Thank you.
Now we have a surprise for some of the children, because this morning they gathered with us here, and we didn't tell them, but we recorded what they were saying, and some of that's going to be played back now, and you might even hear your voice in there. We thought that a contemporary children's Christmas service couldn't omit the magic of the medium. The story about how they answered some questions about the Christ child.
What kind of present would you bring for the baby Jesus? Anybody? What would you do? Okay.
I'd bring a microphone.
A microphone, all right. So we could get heard by everybody, huh? What would you bring for the baby Jesus?
Gold.
Gold? All right. What would you bring? Anybody else? What kind of present would you bring that would make the baby Jesus happy? What?
Me.
Me? You'd bring yourself. Good. What makes babies happy anyway? Oh, right here.
What?
Clothes. Okay. Any special kind?
A suit.
Okay. What here?
Rattle.
A rattle. That's good. What else?
A horse.
A horse?
Skateboard.
A skateboard. Ah. Think baby Jesus might like that if he was grown up? Yeah, I think so.
How about ball.
Play ball. All right. Yes.
Play with my dog.
Your dog? That's fun. Somebody else?
Let him play with my cat.
Cat? Who were the first ones that got to hear about the baby Jesus being born? Who remembers? Who got to hear about it? Okay?
Shepherds.
Shepherds did. Where were they?
Out in the fields with their sheep.
Right. That's where shepherds belong. What time was it? About 6 o'clock in the morning or noon or coffee break time or what time?
At night.
And outside it was what?
Dark.
Right. Then, when the shepherds were the first ones to hear about it, they went and started to tell people. Let's pretend for a minute. Let's pretend you were like a shepherd, and you were out in the field, and the angels came and sang their song and told you that Jesus had been born. Whom would you go tell if you were got to hear that Jesus was born?
My friend.
Okay.
My mom and dad.
How about you?
Everybody.
All right.
My brother.
Your brother. Okay. What would you tell him? You were out in the field, the angels came and told you, and then you went to tell him. What would you tell him?
Baby Jesus is born.
Right. What difference does that make, baby Jesus is born? What does it mean to have a king?
To rule the world.
All right. What a king? The world. Is he a rough king?
No.
No? No. What kind of king is he?
Nice.
How come he's nice? Say it again.
Because he loves us.
Good. How do we know he loves us? Who told us?
God.
God told us. Right. And he sent his son to love us and show us how God loves us all the time. Right. What's a king do most of the time? Yeah.
Want more.
Pardon?
Want more.
Want more? Maybe. But how about if Jesus is king? Is that what he does? He wants more? What is
Oh.
What does a king like Jesus do most of the time? That's a better question.
Be nice.
Be nice. What else?
Gives.
Gives. One thing a king does is take care of people. Too. He takes care. You want a pardon? Oh, right here.
Gives love to everybody.
Right. How would you tell him? How would you let him know? Okay.
You write a letter.
You write a letter and tell him in the letter. That'd be one way. Sure. How about?
Telephone or just go into their room.
Telephone or go to their room. That's neat. Sure. Do you swim there if they're down lake? Okay. Okay.
Get a messenger.
A messenger? All right. Okay, what would you say to Jesus if you could talk to him right now? We'll just go right on. We'll ask everybody if you want. What would you say to Jesus?
I love him.
Okay, what would you say to Jesus?
I love him.
Okay, what would you say?
I don't know.
Okay, what would you say?
Have a nice day.
That's a good one. What would you say to Jesus if you talked to him right now? How about you? What would you say to Jesus?
Happy birthday.
How about you? What would you say to Jesus? How about it? What would you say? Would you say hi? Okay, how about?
Well, if I ever saw Jesus, it would be so great I'd probably faint.
Nice, yeah. And after he woke you up, what would you say?
Oh, I'd say you're a good man.
All right, that's good. If you wanted to sing a song for the baby Jesus, what song would you sing? Over here.
Jesus loves me.
Want to sing it now? Oh, I mean all of us, not you, just you. All of us. You want to?
Yeah.
Let's try. Let's try. Do you know Jesus loves me? Do you know it? Let's. How many do know? Hold up your hand if you know it. Okay, let's try it. Wait, what's a good note? Jesus loves me.
I'm not one to compare children with angels, but seems to me angels we have heard on high. Let's sing as one stanza of Angels We Have Heard on High. Now we'd like to have not only the children, but the older children and the young adults and the parents and the older adults help us put together a Christmas prayer. If you would give me some ideas about it, I'd be glad to put the prayer together and then ask you to respond in a litany. Are there things that would come to your mind that you would want to be praying about at Christmas time that deals with the baby Jesus or with our Father or anyone at all? Anybody got things they'd like to pray about? I think we have enough. Let's bow our heads to pray and or. The line that I would like you to repeat at the end of paragraphs now, rather, I suppose, than lines, will be, Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. We bow our heads to pray. Good Heavenly Father, we're so pleased that you have sent us the gift of the baby Jesus, and the gift of little children who sing his praise. We ask you to make room in our hearts and in our lives and in our places so that the baby Jesus may be alive and seen and praised among us. Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. Teach us, dear Lord, that when we are with you, especially in the celebration of the birth of your son's birthday, that it is in giving that we learn who you are and what you're like, and that getting is what you give us the gift to do, so that we are focused on being like you and giving to others what we have received. Teach us that about the place in which we live, the great gift of Holden, the great gift of nice people who are here, of good food and flowers, and the privilege of working together
and having a good staff, and all those things that make it possible for this place to be your place as well as ours. Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. We give you thanks, dear Father, for being able to give thanks, for the joy of being loved, for the forgiveness of all of our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, and for our very lives itself, in which you have placed us into families, in which we learn and grow and love and struggle and express our oneness with you and with one another, for grandmas and grandpas, for all the relatives, and for the fun and the struggle of being in a family. Lord, hear our Christmas prayer. And we pray for rain in this place and wherever it's needed. We celebrate the joy of being in such a good place that protects us from the rain. We celebrate this ceiling in all of its color. And we reach out from ourselves in this room this night to pray for those people in Mexico and the ends of the earth, and ask that in your love and in the arms of our Lord Jesus, we may be instruments of peace here in this place, throughout our country, and in all the world. Hear our prayer, for we pray in the name of Jesus, Savior, Lord, and Friend. Lord, hear Christmas prayer. The choir will sing its Christmas anthem. Now Paul Tilquist will be working with all the children who put together our chain this afternoon. For those of you who don't remember that far ago, we all wrote names down on little pieces of paper, and they've all been stapled together, and the people who were participating have their names to be decorated around the Christmas tree. That's better than writing 400 Christmas cards anyway, isn't it? Let's yell Merry Christmas to each other. Merry Christmas! Very good. Now, somebody's going to arrange for two circles of children around the nativity set. Is that right? Do you want to do that, Jenny? Anyone else want to help? We're going to have the smaller children in the center. Make a big circle. Right around the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph. And then older children around that. Is that right, Jenny? Another circle with older children of any age can come around the center. Around this smaller circle, would you? Just join in. Anyone? And while that's going on, the rest of us are going to sing four stanzas of Joy to the World. We can be seated for all but the last. We'll stand for the last. And then after the Joy to the World, we're going to have to be seated again for some other announcements. That'll be the end of our service. But let's join in four stanzas of Joy to the World.